The 27th World Economic Forum on Africa gets underway in Durban tomorrow. It is an event where more than 1,000 businesses, civil society and government leaders from more than 100 countries meet to talk about the problems of our continent and the world we live in. On the line is Siki Mgabadeli. She's in Durban. Siki, welcome to your own show. What is the significance of the meeting?
You know, I think sometimes, Rick, good evening to you, we forget the significant historical perspective that the World Economic Forum on Africa actually has for South Africa. In fact, you might remember that the annual meeting in Davos provided a platform for the very first meeting outside of South Africa between Nelson Mandela, President F.W. de Klerk, and Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi back in 1992, just ahead of our historic democratic elections in 1994. And since then, the forum has been doing what they call working to bring together stakeholders, to bring them to talk about crucial, inclusive, sustainable progress for the continent. So what they're trying to do is they're saying that they want to bring those leaders together to do things that they can only do if there's an expanded public-private cooperation. So that's why the meeting remains relevant.
What are the main themes of this event?
Well, you know, we spent yesterday actually on the show, we had a discussion about radical economic transformation, speaking to two opposing sides there on the SAFM market update. And the theme of the World Economic Forum on Africa is achieving inclusive growth, which some people have chosen to interpret radical economic transformation as some way of achieving inclusive growth. So all the conversations this year are about that, but at the same time looking at the things that we really need to think about but are quite urgent. The fact that we sit with such high youth unemployment rates, what are we going to do with these young people who are not prepared for the future? For future jobs that don't exist today. They're not trained to do the technological jobs that are going to be required for the future. How are we going to bring them into the fourth industrial revolution?
President Jacob Zuma will attend. Are there other national leaders or country leaders that would also attend?
Absolutely. So President Zuma, we understand, is going to be doing a walkthrough tomorrow morning to welcome everybody. He'll be here and we'll see if we can squeeze in a question which we'll bring to you as well. But the Prime Minister of Namibia is expected to be here, the President of Senegal, the President of Uganda, the King of Swaziland, as well as his Prime Minister also expected. And we've heard rumors that possibly we might see the President of Zimbabwe attending as well. So if we do, trust me, we'll be there and we'll bring you those details.
And key business leaders, sometimes they are the highlight of events like these. Are there prominent business people going to be there?
Absolutely. Most of the South African CEOs, this is part of their playground, really, if you think about it, given South Africa being one of the biggest foreign direct investors into the rest of the continent. All the big CEOs generally attend the Africa meeting of the World Economic Forum. They're here to mostly do meetings, but also to participate in some of the conversations, just to get a sense of where things are going. As you know, the past 2 years have been very difficult, Rake, for the continent, with commodity prices falling. The South Africa and Nigeria, being the biggest economies on the continent, have had the biggest trouble dealing with and coping with that the reversal of those prices. Nigeria facing currency depreciation, South Africa facing junk status and downgrades and so on. So it's going to be interesting to see how they pair up with the other faster growing economies like Ethiopia, Kenya and Rwanda.
Thank you, Siki. That was MoneyWeb's Siki Mgabadeli.